Radio Prague News.
Polling stations have opened across the Czech Republic for people to vote in municipal and Senate elections. The Czech Republic could block a trade agreement between Canada and the European Union, says a Czech official. And the first 9 months of 2010 saw the lowest number of road deaths in more than two decades. Polling stations opened on Friday afternoon across the Czech Republic for people to vote in municipal and Senate elections. One-third of the Czech Senate's 81 seats are being contested, along with positions on municipal councils. This election sees a record number of candidates in both areas, with 226,000 people vying for municipal posts and 227 candidates competing for 27 Senate seats. Polls are open from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Friday and on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. A second round of voting in the Senate elections will take place next weekend. The Czech Republic might block a trade agreement between the European Union and Canada over visas reimposed by Ottawa on Czech citizens. The Czech ambassador to the EU, Milena Vicinová, told Czech radio on Friday. Ms. Vicinová said that Prague is considering rejecting the agreement, which is being negotiated. The deal should facilitate trade between the EU and Canada and is expected to yield billions of euros. The agreement has to be approved by the parliaments of all EU member states. Ms. Vicinová said that if Canada does not change its position on the visa issue, Czech lawmakers might reject the treaty. Prague has been pushing for the abolition of Canadian visas for Czech citizens ever since they were reimposed in July 2009, following a wave of asylum applications, many of them from Romanies. Between January and September this year, 543 people were killed on Czech roads, which is the lowest number since the fall of communism, the police headquarters said on Friday. Compared to the same period last year, 59 fewer people died in road crashes. However, the number of traffic accidents rose to just over 55,000 in the first 9 months of this year. Drivers under the influence caused over 3,700 accidents in which 66 people died. So far, the worst month this year was July, with 104 victims. The head of the Czech Traffic Police, Leo Stržil, however, warned of excessive optimism, saying the statistics could significantly worsen before the year's end. The police search for a 9-year-old girl who had gone missing in the Prague district of Troja went nationwide on Friday. The girl was last seen leaving a group of friends after school on Wednesday and did not return home. A police dog found her bag and a bottle near an area of garden cottages near the Kobylisi metro station en route to her house. Mounted units and a helicopter with thermovision are also involved in the search. A police spokeswoman said on Friday the search would continue until the case is cleared. Sponsors of the Czech national football team have objected to the team's away games only broadcast on cable, with a small number of subscribers, the daily Hospodářské noviny reported on Friday. Tuesday's Euro 2012 qualifier between Liechtenstein and the Czech Republic was only broadcast on Sport 1, a cable channel with around 100,000 subscribers. The same station will broadcast a match in Scotland next year, while an away game against Spain will most likely not be shown at all. The Česká spořitelna bank and T-Mobile said they would prefer the games to be screened on channels with nationwide coverage. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be overcast with occasional rain. Daytime highs should range between 7 and 12 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.